أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. إذ قال موسى لأهله إني آنست نارا سآتيكم منها بخبر أو آتيكم بشهاب قبس لعلكم تصطلون. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah An-Naml relates to us the incident of Musa alayhi salam. The incident of Musa alayhi salam is one that is related to us in 28 paras of the Quran out of 30. 28 juz of the Quran have the story of Musa alayhi salam. The mufassirin and the ulama explain the reason for this. They say that this ummah will face similar challenges that was faced by the Ummah of Musa alayhi salam. Very similar challenges in terms of oppression, in terms of hostility and so on and so forth. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wishes to draw our attention to the manner in which Musa alayhi salam had taught his people to deal with those many challenges and the guidance that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had provided for them. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala here speaks of the moment when Musa alayhi salam is returning back to Egypt. We know that he fled from Egypt. He went into a little town known as Midian. Over there, he came into contact with Shu'aib alayhi salam. He married the daughter of Shu'aib alayhi salam. And the two of them are now returning to Egypt. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explained to us the journey, what they had encountered along the way, and how Musa alayhi salam was introduced to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala during this journey as he was returning to Egypt. Allah says in ayah number 7 of Surah An-Naml, إِذْ قَالَ مُوسَى لِأَهْلِهِ. What happened is that it was a very cold night, it was dark, and the wife of Musa alayhi salam was pregnant as well. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that they needed some warmth, and also they needed some direction as which way to proceed, because Musa alayhi salam was not too sure with regards to the road and which way he should move towards Egypt. So as Musa alayhi salam was traveling with his wife, Allah said to qala Musa li ahli, Musa said to his family. The first lesson we learn from this, it is respectful to refer to one's wife when speaking to others about her, not by her name, but referring to her as her family. As your family, you are often people, they say, my family said, my family, or I'll be traveling with my family, or I will, and they use the word family referring to their wife. They do not name the wife by the name, or they do not even refer to her as my wife. That is a respectful way of referring to one family. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also used this expression. Whenever he spoke about his wife, he never said Zawjati, my wife, or Imra'ati, my wife, or he didn't take the name of his wife when referring to her in the presence of others, but he would use the term my family. And here also we find that Musa alayhi salam was with his wife only, but Allah used the word Ahl. He said to his Ahl. Ahl refers to one's family. إِذْ قَالَ مُوسَى لِأَهْلِ. Musa said to his family, إِنِّي أَنَسْتُ نَارًا. I notice a fire. I perceive a fire. He could see some light in a distance, and he said to her that I see, I notice, and I detect that there's a fire burning over there. So سَآتِيكُم مِّنْهَا بِخَبَرٍ. Elsewhere, Allah informs us that he instructed her to stay behind. He did not take her along with him. Why was that? Ulama explained that one should not expose one's family and one's wife, one's children to any danger. He did not know what he was going to encounter over there. He saw from a distance there was a fire burning over there. He felt that it was safer for her to remain where she is rather than take her with and perhaps expose her and make her vulnerable to any type of hostility or maybe an attack that he could face over there. So he told her and instructed her to remain behind. What did he say to her? سَآتِيكُمْ. I will come to you. مِنْهَا. From that fire. Allow me to go. You remain behind. I'll go over there and I'll bring to you from it بِخَبَرٍ. Some news, some information. Meaning I might find someone over there who can provide us with details and information as to which route we should take. أَوْ أَعْتِيكُمْ بِشِهَابٍ قَبَسٍ Or I can bring back to you some live ember, some live coal. We are feeling cold, we need to make a fire. So let me go over there and I will come back with some fire, a live coal. لَعَلَّكُمْ تَصْطَلُونَ So that you can warm yourselves with it. Now another point is that Musa alayhi salam is addressing his wife only. She's one, she's alone. But he's using the plural pronoun. What does he say? Sa'atikum. He didn't say sa'atiki. Right? I will come to all of you. Sa'atikum. Then he tells them, aw atikum. Again he uses plural. La'allakum. Against a plural. Tastalun. So that you all may warm yourselves. Ulama explained that the reason why he's using the plural form is out of respect for her. He's conversing with her and he's showing her a lot of respect through the conversation. It's very common in the Arabic language and also in other languages that when you are addressing a respectable person, someone whom you honor, someone whom you revere, someone whom you hold in the highest regard, you use the plural pronoun for them. This is common in Arabic especially. So he speaks to her, it's his wife, but he honors her even in his mundane discussions with her. He's speaking to her, it's just the two of them. Yet he is showing her a great deal of respect, and that's why he uses this mode of expression. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then says, فَلَمَّا جَاءَهَا He comes, he arrives, he reaches the fire. It was a very amazing and fascinating sight because you had this tree, the olive tree, and it seemed like the olive tree was on fire, but not a single leaf was burnt by the fire. So you had this effulgence, and you had this light, and you had this illuminating type of a glow over the fire, and nothing of the tree seemed to be burning. فَلَمَّا جَاءَهَا When he arrived, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, he was fascinated, he looked at it from a distance, Nudiya, he heard a voice, it was called out, أَنْبُورِكَ مَنْ فِي النَّارِ Blessed is the one who is in the fire, وَمَنْ حَوْلَهَا And the one who is standing around the fire, وَسُبْحَانَ اللَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ Pure is Allah, the Lord of the world. This is that moment where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had first directly spoke to Musa alayhi salam. May Allah grant us grace.